Yo, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. Sorry if that initial piece of audio sounded crap. I was basically just sitting down and getting comfy on the sofa. And as I'm sure you're probably bored of hearing me say, this is an unedited podcast. Just want to keep it as real as humanly possible. So today I want to touch on fatigue. So this is something, unfortunately, that is actually quite close to my heart. Because of my liver disease, primary sclerosing cholangitis, one of the fun side effects, I guess, is chronic fatigue. And before I discovered I had the disease, I didn't really pay that much attention to my fatigue. I kind of just put it down to just generally having a busy lifestyle. A dad of two, with obviously running my own business, being there for others, you know, my own training, social life, everything, you know, just generally just a busy person. So I kind of just put it down to that. But it wasn't until I got my diagnosis that it really then sort of cemented into the fact that it's just a byproduct of, you know, the liver disease, and it's kind of a part of who I am now. But that's, you know, just because I now know that that's something I have, that doesn't make the fatigue disappear. So one of the things that I've been trialing for a good couple of weeks, maybe months now, was reducing the amount of food that I eat at any given meal, but I upped the frequency. So I'd still have the same, caloric intake per day, but it'd be split down into maybe 4 or 5 and sometimes even 6 meals. That isn't for everybody, but for me and for a handful of people sort of in the, it's called the PSC community, so people who have primary sclerosing cholangitis, after talking with them and sort of sharing ideas and stuff, they've also found it really beneficial. So again, it's not a case of saying, you know, if you're constantly tired, then what you want to do is you want to chop your meals up and you want to have 4 or 5 meals a day. You have to take account of how you're feeling. You have to monitor it. It's like I said in last week's episode, once you track it, you can then start to see where there are holes, where there are gaps. Now, I'm not saying you have to sit there every single day and write down, you know, every grain of rice or every cocoa pop that you've had that day. But if you are just generally saying, okay, for breakfast I had, you know, a couple of slices of toast with a bit of jam, and then you maybe didn't have anything until lunch, and that could have been a chicken salad, and then maybe in the evening you would have had a jacket potato, you know, just something, anything like that. It doesn't matter what you're eating at this stage, I guess, because once you're tracking it, you can then be aware of it. And like I said, once you're aware of it, you can change it. But with me specifically, I can't digest fat. I can't break it down. That's, again, one of the disadvantages of having this liver disease. So I have to be quite mindful of what I eat. My diet has to be relatively clean. You know, don't get me wrong, I still live by that 80-20 principle, and that's something that I'm a huge advocate of. And if you've never tried the 80-20 principle, please do try it. If you're not aware of it, 80% of the time you eat clean, wholesome, healthy food, and 20% of the time, eat whatever the fuck you want. You know, that could be a couple of slices of pizza, that could be a burger, it could be a packet of Hobnobs, do you know what I mean? Anything. Something that's going to keep you mentally on the straight and narrow, I guess. Because like I said before, you know, life is for living and you've got to enjoy that shit. So One, like, yeah, so kind of, again, I keep going off track. So one of the things that I've been doing is having smaller portions in my meals, but more frequent, and then just increasing my water intake ever so slightly. So I would say on any given day, I would have at least 2.5 to 3 liters of water per day. So I'm just slowly increasing that to, you know, an additional 200 to 250 milliliters per day. It's not massively significant, but again, if, you know, if you're taking an extra 200 milliliters per day, and you're doing that at least consistently for 5 days of the week, that's an extra liter of water you've drank that week. Your body functions so much better when you're hydrated. So get that water in. So the two takeaways there, I guess, for you is, if you are struggling with fatigue and it is something that's really impacting your life, just try increasing your water. And then just try and vary up your meal intake. Give it a go. What's the worst that could happen? You're already fucking knackered. And I can empathise with that. Like, I genuinely can empathise with it, because it's something that I have to live with day in, day out. And some days it gets the better of you, but then some days you work with it and life's good. So you're not alone. And if you are struggling with fatigue and it's something that you want to get a handle on, and it's something that you really want to take control of rather than it controlling you, as always, please get in touch. I'd love to help you. I genuinely would love to help you. Look at the information in the show notes that will direct you to my website, to the social media, to my WhatsApp. And please just get in touch. And together we can help you lead a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. You might not be able to eradicate fatigue, but you can get a you can take control of it and kick it in the dick. So on that bombshell, I am Skahootin. Have an awesome week, and we'll catch up next time.